You got Hank FM, and we have...
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
That's it.
Here's the good news. Welcome to first of the week edition of Not Necessarily the News, because you never know when somebody's just going to bomb somebody else. We welcome our worldwide audience. Facebook Live. Have fun in the comments section. Let's get this going. Tonight's lead story, and it's going to be this way for a little while. Yes, airstrikes from the U.S. on Iran this past weekend. It's pretty remarkable, actually, how they got these big old bombers all the way over there, flying directly straight for 44 hours to do the mission. Got a debriefing yesterday. Ultimately, though, they don't really know the extent or the success of the mission, but it did do some damage. And the retaliation, we're going to find out. By the way, WWE is supposed to be in Saudi Arabia for a pay-per-view this Saturday.
Ooh, you're going to go?
I don't think they should go at this point, okay? Like, stay home, guys.
Well, at least they know how to fight.
So Iran, of course, making threats back in various ways, and they may close the Strait of Hormuz, I believe is that what it is. And that's where like 20% of the gas goes through in that canal for the world. So gas prices, some say, could jump 10 to 25 cents per gallon over this whole thing, and disrupting oil flow in the region and stuff, so... Average price of gas in the U.S. is about $3.15, which is, that is, I think we're at about $2.80, $2.90 right now, depending on where you're at. Although I didn't check it on the way in this morning, so we will have your gas relief crisis package to win in the form of Kroger gas cards coming 7:35. I mean, how timely is this with Hank Arama? Also, speaking of, 7:47 tomorrow, these are a little different conditions. So we'll have to see. I don't know if we might as well Trump tomorrow at 7:47. He's a little busy, and it's a little different scenarios here with, possible war.
Maybe that's why he works so hard over the weekend, so he could fit us in.
It's possible. Mm-hmm. We'll have to see 7:47 tomorrow with the Donald.
So more rumors swirling that there may be trouble in paradise for Justin Bieber.
No!
His beautiful wife, Haley. As if the world couldn't get any worse. Here we are. The supermodel was spotted without her wedding ring over the weekend. So he responded like any good and tried and true husband. He put together a series of pictures and videos on social media about people with anxiety and how these things could affect them. Sources say the couple got into a huge fight on Father's Day. She called him some choice words, namely that he was a child. And you know that this is really, really serious because... Haley also unfollowed his ex-girlfriend, Selena Gomez, on social media. So I don't know how we're ever going to recover.
Hashtag thoughts and beebs to one and all. In concert news, big weekend for concerts. Morgan Wallen kicked off his I'm the Problem tour over there in Houston. He set the stage on fire. It was planned, evidently. And also brought Drake out, which was an interesting bold move on that. Kacey Musgraves had to reschedule her show that was supposed to be in Nashville because she slipped and fell in Mexico.
Oh, no.
And broke her rib.
Ow.
Yeah. And then, of course, it was Luke Bryan that just hours before Friday night at Dos Equis. And I was wondering why we didn't have him on the show or why he didn't try to get on the show, I'll put it that way, on Friday. Well, it turns out his voice is shot. So he canceled the Friday night show just hours before. He also did the Louisiana show for the next day. Those tickets will be good for September 10th and 11th, I believe. So he'll be swinging back. And it looked bad. On Thursday night, he was doing a show in Arkansas, and his voice was starting to go out. So he halfway, while he's on stage, Luke says, "I cannot have my voice. It happens every time in this venue. I don't know. I'm going to refund everybody their tickets tonight, and we're going to keep doing the show."
Wow.
So they got to see a free show at about Luke at 30% strength there. So we're going to check on him coming up on the way at 8:15 today on the show.
Oh, my.
Because, What else would
it's the way to start a week. So Paris Hilton may have lost her home in the Los Angeles wildfires, but don't worry. She doesn't want to swing by your house and sleep on the hide of bed. No, she's treated herself to a brand new set of digs. That's in Beverly Hills with a very famous resume. She splurged on a 12-bedroom home and bought it from a guy by the name of Don't Call Me Marky Mark Wahlberg. It has a pool with water slides, a skate park, a tennis court, a gym, a movie theater, 12 bedrooms, and of course, the two-story library for all her literary ventures. Mm-hmm. The price tag, a budget-friendly $63 million.
I wonder if she has a typewriter in there. Mm. Or knows what a typewriter.
No, I don't think.
Over the weekend at the box office, it was a bit of a record-breaking event for Pixar's Elio. As How to Train Your Dragon continued to be number one, Elio made $21 million at the box office, the lowest opening ever for a Pixar movie. Yeah, he's been sent to Venezuela.
So how good
thank you, Luke.
Is your BS game? The Old Red Bar in Nashville wants to see it in action with a Blake Shelton lookalike contest that's going on tomorrow. Now, the winner could get some cash, not to mention you may get to meet the surprise celebrity judge. Check-in begins at 11:30. Staff urging everyone to fake it till you Blake it. And meanwhile, a belated happy birthday to Blake, who says he got everything he wanted for his birthday, except for a shout-out from his buddy Luke Bryan. He's apparently hurting because all of this. Mm-hmm. Then again, Luke couldn't really shout, so there's that.
Yeah, we'll definitely... we'll definitely see how he's doing. I was really hurt by hearing that on Friday. He lost his voice. Well, on Friday, it was really the spiciest of the Diddy trial.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That's when all the prosecution evidence about the baby oils came out. Yeah. It's weirder than we even thought.
No,
so the FBI discovered 200 bottles... 900 bottles of other baby oil, and they were all kept in humidity controlled cases. He had humidors for the baby oil. I mean, either way, the prosecutors in the Diddy trial are expected to rest today. Tomorrow there will be a recess so everybody can go home and shower. Geez. And then finally, pretty wild over the weekend. Remember Pan Am Airways?
Oh, yeah.
Well, a trip honoring the legacy of Pan American World Airways is currently underway. It's a 12-day trip, and it's a bit of a novelty flight. They have an old Pan Am plane. Pan Am still exists in some way, shape, or form. And it's the old Pan Am logo on the jet. And a 12-day trip, these passengers, about $60,000 price tag.
Whoa.
To be a part of this. But the plane left John F. Kennedy Airport in New York this past weekend and is going to be heading around. So Pan Am is back. Pan Am's back. Possible gas crisis, inflation. Oh. We're at war with Iran. It's 1979 all over again.
1979. Woo! Country.